So, Hare Krishna. We are ready to start. We just have to find out which is our language. Unsere Sprache ist wahrscheinlich Deutsch, oder? Darf ich mal fragen, wer von euch spricht nicht, sagen wir mal so, wer von euch spricht nicht gut Englisch? Also jeder von uns kann ja so ein bisschen Hello, Goodbye sagen, aber wer von euch spricht nicht ausreichend Englisch? Du nicht? Heidi, du bist einigermaßen flüssig in Englisch, glaube ich, nicht? Ja, so habe ich auch den Eindruck. Who of you doesn't speak German? 2, 3. That means we have to speak. Hare Krishna, Martin. Hast du den Kreis schon in die Quadratur geführt? Kreis in die Quadratur. So, gut, jetzt muss ich sehen. Okay, then let us start. I think for our devotees on the internet, we all greet you. We are here in Langenthal. The presiding deities are Sri Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Devi, Sri Gornitai. What is their exact name? Anyone know? Maya Shishi Nitai Gaur Chandra and Lord Jagannath. We will show you now so that you have a darshan. And you can all look at the devotees who are assembled here. They cannot hide. Jai Gopal is extremely devotional today. Mm-hmm. He doesn't think of himself at all. Krishna. And I thought to talk about a subject matter which is, I wanted to give a program in two parts. Today is Lord Chaitanya's sannyas lila, how he takes sannyas, and tomorrow I will bring Lord Chaitanya's sannyas lila, but what he left his devotees with when he left them. I think this is very important for us to know, because in some ways we here in this material world sometimes feel left alone. We feel, where is God? Yes, he's on the altar, but I would like to feel that and to realize that. So we sometimes feel a longing, a deep yearning. And tomorrow I want to give a class which I have prepared already in Vrindavan for you. I'm happy that you will listen to it on the internet. I think there will be a lot for you. It is how to overcome our greatest obstacle in spiritual life that we will talk about. It might bring a few tears of happiness to your eyes. So, I would love to have a Bhagavad Gita here. If someone can give me one. In the meantime, du kannst dir 6:1 aufschlagen, Pranavallabha. 6:1, 6:1. Wow. Dankeschön. Der Madhava Kunya Piha Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Sodananana Raja Janaranjana Sodananana Raja Janaranjana Jamuna Chiravana Chari Jamuna Chiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, a little louder, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.
Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Jagana, Jaya Jagana, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra.
Jai Om Vishnu Bhagavata Mahamsa Paravaraja Pacharya Astato Sutasi Sinatis Divine Grace Sila Abhi Charana Vinda Japakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsa Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya O Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govat Dham Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapudam ki jai Gangamai Yamunamai ki jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai Harinam Sankirtan ki jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Haripo All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shigaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Stahya Putali Svangati Yanda Svangati Yanda I can't really make up my mind which text I should lecture about, but actually now I have something. Hare Rama. Sarvaka, we are reading today, from the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text 56, a certain text which I think will give a little bit an understanding or frame for the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we will hear. For this Leela, I need a madanga player who is there. You're ready. And a karata player who has nice a pair of cuddles and not cuddles which you use to plow a field. Is there some... yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskajare Satarine Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagada Raghunatam Dangsa Jivam Sadvetam Savadutam Barijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitangsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Ganda Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sude Devi Panamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shri Govakta Vinna Panchakalpa Taru Vaishya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Pachitaram Avanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarva Kamanyapi Sada Sarva Kamanyapi Sada Kurvano Mat Vyapashraya Kurvano Mat Vyapashraya Mat Prasadat Avapnoti Mat Prasadat Avapnoti Shashvatam Padam Avyayam Shashvatam Padam Avyayam Sarvakarmanyapi Sada Sarvakamanyapi Sada Kurvano Matvyapashraya Kurvano Matvyapashraya Mat Prasadata Vapnoti Shashvatam Padamavyayam Padamavyayam Sarva all karmani activities api although sada always kurvanah performing matvyapashayah under my protection Mat prasada by my mercy avapnoti one achieves shashvatam the eternal.
Padam,
abode.
Avyayam,
imperishable.
Translation.
Though engaged in all kinds of activities, my pure devotee under my protection reaches the eternal and imperishable abode by my grace. So the text tells us that the devotee may be engaged in many, many activities, various activities, but if he has the ashraya or shelter of Krishna, then Krishna will protect the devotee from obstacles which arise when one is active, and ultimately carry that devotee to the divine kingdom of God. This is the text. So the purport says, the word mat vyapashrayaha means under the protection of the Supreme Lord. To be free from material contamination, a pure devotee acts under the direction of the Supreme Lord or his representative, the spiritual master. There's no time limitation for a pure devotee. He's always 24 hours a day, 100% engaged in activities under the direction of the Supreme Lord. To a devotee who is thus engaged in Krishna consciousness, the Lord is very, very kind. In spite of all difficulties, he is eventually placed in the transcendental abode of Krishna Loka by Krishna's kindness. He's guaranteed entrance there. There's no doubt about it. In that supreme abode, there is no change. Everything is eternal, imperishable, and full of knowledge. Hare Krishna. At another place, Prabhupada says, when we hear such an information that it is indeed possible to reach the eternal kingdom of God, we should feel enthusiastic and not tired and bored. Enthusiastic and blissful. Oh, wow, I can go, I can go. There, everyone is my friend in that eternal kingdom. There are no obstacles there. And I'm now going home. I'm now on my path. I remember when we heard as young devotees about this information, we were so optimistic and enthusiastic that sometimes we couldn't contain ourselves any longer. We ran out on the street of Hamburg. I still remember that. We made sure we took the S-Bahn into the center of the town, and we ran through the street. I remember when I was young, I would do this. And I would stop people and say, do you know what? It's possible to go to the eternal kingdom of Krishna in this one lifetime. And because we were so happy, people said, congratulations. they felt, you know, when it comes from the heart, people do become inspired. Now, I think many devotees felt like that in the beginning of their spiritual life, but sometimes as we are engaged in really so many activities, we become a little bit sidetracked, as abgelenkt, from this goal, and that means our feelings of enthusiasm become atrophied. Do you know what atrophied means? It's a bisschen verkümmert, ne? In Deutsch. And we are no longer enthusiastic, and we become a little bit half-dead. We are not alive in the material world, in the material activities. We are also not alive in the spiritual world of Krishna consciousness, or spiritual feelings and spiritual activities. So this is what we call half dead. Hare Krishna. This situation is unfortunately natural for a beginner in spiritual life, but it can quickly be changed if feelings of longing and yearning go into the heart. And I would like to try to give you this medicine of devotional feelings by telling you a little bit about the Sannyas Leela of the Lord. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his devotees, what incidents led to this, and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased their loving feelings from there. This morning I read in the 10th canto the Brahmara Gita, and there we find the gopis who were left by Krishna lamenting, and Krishna then sends them a message to through Uddhava, and Uddhava meets these beautiful gopis who have given everything to Krishna in the forest near Nandagaon, and there delivers this message to the gopis. And one of the last points in this message is, my dear gopis, I sometimes leave my devotees to increase their feelings for me, because when in physical absence, the mind thinks much, much more about the person than if the person is physically present. I don't know, maybe Radha Kripa, when Jai Gopal is not there, you might think from morning till evening, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal. But if he is there, you notice other things which are, you know. So it's human psychology, you know, that in the absence of the beloved person, we are thinking of the person more, and therefore Krishna sometimes leaves his devotees. He does this. So Krishna explains this in the Brahmara Gita via Uddhava to the gopis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela of leaving his devotees should be seen in this way. And I really request you now to try to enter with me this beautiful, beautiful leela, which will make you hopefully spiritually, which will, let me see, revive your feelings. So I would like to go with all of you to the day where Gauranga Mahaprabhu married the beautiful Vishnupriya. It was a glorious marriage ceremony which had many, many aspects, you know, like we hear in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the scene when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is carried on a palanquin on the beautiful banks of the Ganga to Navadvip, to the house of Vishnupriya, and there meets Vishnupriya, and so he's dressed with a flower crown, his beautiful blackish hair curl, and he is surrounded by his loving associates, and he looks really like a love god as he rides along the palanquin. And then after the marriage, Vishnupriya and Gauranga enter the resting room. And as they enter the resting room, a terrible omen strikes. Vishnupriya's big toe comes against a sharp stone, and she stubs her right toe, which immediately starts bleeding profusely. This just happens before they enter the resting room where they will spend the night together. Vishnupriya sends a sign, "Ah, my lord, I'm in terrible pain. Something unexplainable, unfortunate will happen very soon. I feel it in my heart. Please save me. Never leave me." So Gauranga, who knows of the things which are to come, says, "I am by your side." And he presses his big toe on hers and the bleeding stops. But Vishnupriya can never ever forget. She goes into the resting room and there they are together. She never forgets, "Why did I stub my right toe as I entered the room where I was together with my Lord?" So, a little later, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we find Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the banks of the Ganga. He has taken his bath, and there is a beautiful scene. It's described, the Ganga water falls down his beautiful body. All of a sudden a brahmana comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dries his body. This brahmana had been denied entrance into the Sankirtan party. I think you all know that Mahaprabhu performed his beautiful Sankirtan every evening in the house of Srivas Pandit. I think we have all heard this. They would dance and chant for hours, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu would sometimes stop, stand in the midst of his devotees, take the arms up and tilt his hand and head. He would look like the beautiful Syamsunda Krishna. So all of Navadvip wanted to come to these kirtans where miracles were said to happen. But only the close devotees were allowed. Others were refused entry. So this brahmana was one of those who were not allowed to enter. And he was angry. He was a Tejaskara brahmana. Tejas means he has strength, and Kara means he carries that strength. We have about, I would say, 6 to 7 brahmanas today amongst us. They all carry tremendous strength if they remember Krishna throughout the day. And they can bless with this strength, but they can also curse with this strength. So this Tejaskara brahmana saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who looked really so beautiful, and he was envious. He said, "You shall be deprived from all samsara happiness. No happiness of family life for you." Then he takes his thread, breaks the thread, and throws the thread violently before Gauranga Mahaprabhu's feet. When a brahmana curses you, he will take the thread and tear it apart. And the accumulated strength, which is residing in this thread from all his pronouncing Gayatri Mantra, that strength is now released. And that will now, when he says a curse, it will all go to you. Hare Krishna. It's heavy. You follow, Jai Gopal? No. He used the strength which is accumulated in the Brahman's thread by ripping it apart. That strength is now free. And then he says, I won't do it because you will be afraid. Then he pronounces the curse, and that energy hits like an arrow. No? So he breaks the thread, throws it before Gauranga Mahaprabhu and says, no material happiness for you. This is my curse. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bows down. He takes the thread from the ground. He places it on his head and he said, I accept your curse. Heavy. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his devotees, there was a third event which had this intense emotional energy. Mahaprabhu had returned from Gaya. The gopis, he was thinking of the gopis on his way. The gopis had given up everything to be with Krishna. They had given up their family traditions. They had given up their chastity. They had given their whole love to Krishna. But Krishna, he gave them up. First, he sent them home when they came to the Rasa dance. And then he went to Mathura and left them in Vrindavan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, he was always thinking about the love which the gopis had in their hearts for Krishna. And he would chant when he was alone, Gopi, 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 Gopi. And he would become filled in his heart with this tremendous sacrifice, the sacrificing love. Now once, as he was chanting like this, a scholar from the tantric tradition, his name is Krishnananda, not Krishna Chandra, but Krishnananda, Agamabhagisha. He said to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who sat there, chant Krishna's name. What will you gain by changing the name of some cowherd village, ladies, huh? You will get piety, say the Vedas, by chanting Krishna's name. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu went, no, Krishna is a rogue. He is a thief. He is a very, very bad character. Those who love him, he leaves them. Don't you remember how he came as Ramachandra and shot Bali from the back in the heart and killed him? Don't you remember all he did? Don't you remember that he left for Mathura and left the gopis who had given everything behind? I don't want to chant Krishna's name. Gopi, 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 gopi. So again, Krishnananda thought, let me give a good lesson to Gauranga. And he started to cite Vedic scriptures, how the name of Krishna is to be chanted. Then Gauranga jumped up and said, stop! And he raised a stick and he began to threaten Krishnananda, and Krishnananda quickly called all his people, but Gauranga was so fierce that finally the people all ran away. Gauranga went after them. Gopi, 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 gopi. No Krishna. after they had run very swiftly with their big sweet bellies full of rasagulas, they assembled in one corner of the town and they said, "This is too much. Nimai Pandit is too arrogant. He threatens to beat us Brahmanas. We will now all come together in one big assembly and then we will beat him." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after this incident, felt very sorry. He sat down and he thought like this: "I came from the spiritual world to bring medicine to these people, but they now turn against me. I wanted to cure the fever of material life, but they now hate me." Imagine our Dr. Nandarani Priya comes to her cancer patients, and wants to give them the celebrated chemotherapy. They go like, "Don't touch us," you know. And then Nandarani Priya will sit in the corner and say, "I wanted to cure them. They need this. This is the only medicine which we know helps at this stage of cancer. But they have turned against me. How can I help them at this stage?" So Gauranga Mahaprabhu felt like this: "I came to cure the fever of the conditioned souls, but they have turned against me. Alas, now their fever will go on increasing. I made the medicine to clear the excess mucus, but instead it created more mucus. I incarnated to deliver the people, but instead I am destroying them." Then he said to Nitai, "Have you heard the news? A group is assembling to attack me. What should I do, O Nitai? I think the only cure is that I take sannyas." No, said Nitai, "this is not a good idea. Don't take sannyas, my lord. But then they will respect me and follow what I say." No, not sannyas. That's not good. You will leave everything behind. Remember your mother Sachi. Before you came, she had 8 daughters and they all died right after her birth. Vishwarupa has left her, your elder brother. Now, if you leave her, what will she do? Please, do something that your bhaktas won't die. Your wife will die out of separation from you. Your mother, who is 67 years old, will die. Somehow spread your mission without killing your devotees. But then Nitai cries and says, "You are the independent Lord. Whatever you decide, that you must do." And Lord Chaitanya goes to Mukunda and afterwards to Gadadha and tells them. He says to Gadadha, "I can't remain here any longer. I want to go. I want to search Krishna. I want to discard my Brahmin thread and shave my head. And I want to roam from place to place." But Gadadha says, "You will only kill your mother. That's what you get." Krishna dilemma, let us sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
My dear devotees, I need to explain to you something which I feel I have not yet explained. It's very difficult for us to imagine what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant for the devotees of Navadvip. And I feel we really need to understand this so that we can somehow imagine at least a little bit what it meant for the devotees to think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would ever leave them. You know, if someone whom we don't really care so much about leaves Langenthal, like maybe Mr. Müller, we don't even notice it. It's not a problem for us. But if someone whom we really care very much, let's say like the deities on our altar, Sisi Nitai Gaur Chandra, leave us, we might feel now my life is empty. We might feel like that. So we must a little bit understand what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant for the people of Navadvip. And I did a very bad job by not explaining to you. See, when the people of Navadvip would go to the Ganga and they would see Nimai Pandit with his devotees or pupils, disciples, or students is the right word, sitting around him, they would ask themselves, is this a moon surrounded by the stars? Another person would come, no, this is the God of love who sits at the bank of the Ganga surrounded by many people. But another person would say, no, the God of love somehow agitates the heart. But this Gauranga Mahaprabhu pacifies the heart, but attracts it in much stronger way than 10 billion God of loves can do it. Govinda Das, who wrote many songs about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, came to Navadvip after his beloved wife had died. And he took his bath at the bathing ghat there, and all of a sudden he saw a golden complexion, tall Purusha. Purusha means a male, who was so beautiful. And when Govinda saw him, all the bhakti which he felt for Krishna went towards that person. You can see there a somewhat crude painting of Gauranga Mahaprabhu sitting with the different devatas around him. There's Shiva for sure, and I believe Brahma performing the arati to Gauranga. So when Govinda saw this golden Purusha taking his bath, he closed his eyes back and forth to not faint. He felt so overwhelmed with this beauty that he really needed to close the eyes, you know, as if, like, do I see everything correctly? Then, when he saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he could see how tears of love fell from the eyes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Govinda had not taken his bath, but the tears began to come like a syringe and wetted his cloth. And the tears smelled most beautiful. Hare Krishna. So, Govinda asks, who am I and who is he? I know I can offer my life 100 times to him and not feel empty. Another eyewitness is Narahari. Narahari says, let my heart leave me and become a lawn. Lawn? Heißt Wiese, lawn, huh? A meadow, eine Wiese, sagt man. Avis, sagt man in Schweizerdeutsch bestimmt. Ja, eine Wiese, ne? Eine Wiese in Hochdeutsch. Let my heart become a lawn at the bank of the river Ganga, and let my Lord Gauranga dance on the lawn of my heart. This is how the devotees would feel in relationship to Gauranga. They loved him so much that they spoke of giving up their lives 100 times for him, transforming their heart as a lawn. You know, usually we say, don't trample on my heart. But this devotee says, dance on my heart, you know. Don't we say like, du kannst mir nicht auf meinem Herzen herumtrampeln. We say like this in North Germany. No, please trample on my heart, you know, on the lawn of my heart. This means a tremendous amount of love and infatuation is there. So, one day, Keshava Bharati, the best of the sannyasis, arrives at Navadvip. And Sachidevi just goes to the market purchasing vegetables. And on her way back, she sees Keshava Bharati and all the vegetables fall out of her heads. She says, I had a great ambition to happily reside in Navadvip, but now death has come to Navadvip in the form of Keshava Bharati. I just know he will take Gauranga Mahaprabhu, my son, and give him sannyas, and he will leave Navadvip. Mother knows these things. By the way, women in general have a tremendous, when they are in their midst, in their middle, have a tremendous amount of intuition. You who are ladies, you should cultivate your intuition. You should learn to follow your heart. It's your strength. Men are a little bit slower with the intuition. They know, but they say it can't be true. But a lady feels and says it must be true. You know, that's one of the differences. So Mother Sachi immediately has this intuition that death has come for me. I made plans to live happily in Navadvip, but this who walks down the street there like a lion, he will jump on my son and take him away. I know. Sachi, mother is always right, we say. Sachi Devi was super right. So around this time, Shivas Thakur's son dies while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does a kirtan at the house. The mother of the son and her friends and sisters cry. Shivas Thakur leaves the kirtan and says, don't cry, the Lord of kirtan, the Lord of the universe dances in our house. There's no need for you to cry.
if you cry like this, I will jump into the Ganga and kill myself. So it's a little temperamentful, the Vaishnavas, little volcano devotees. They're not so reserved as in Switzerland with their feelings. No, full feelings. And so they stop crying. But after some time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu stops the kirtan and says, something is wrong in this house. And he's informed. The son of Srivas Thakur has died, Gauranga. And he didn't want to tell you to not stop your kirtan.
Hare Krishna.
He didn't want to cause an inconvenience. Therefore, he didn't even tell you that his son died. Gauranga Mahaprabhu touches his heart and says, how can I ever leave such a devotee? All the devotees get like ears. What did you just say? What did you just say? You spoke of leaving? Nishta. We say, nothing. You spoke of leaving, we heard it. The thought in Gauranga's heart had entered out of his mouth, and the ears of the devotees had caught this thought. No word is spoken about sannyas. See how subtle the devotees are. But somehow the ideas in the atmosphere, Gauranga is leaving. Somehow it is there from the marriage time. It's there when the Brahmana cursed Gauranga, you will never be happy in family life. It's there when Mother Sachi sees Keshava Bharati going down the street. The idea that Gauranga leaves there when the son of Srivas Thakur dies and Gauranga Mahaprabhu cries that Srivas Thakur loves him so much he doesn't even want to disturb a little of the kirtan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu one day comes to Mother Sachi and he says, Mother, whenever you cook for me, you must know that I am with you and eat your food. Mother Sachi goes like, and cries. So why would Gauranga Mahaprabhu say, Mother, I'm always with you when you eat, when you offer food for me? She knows he will leave. Krishna. You may continue to think that I am living at your home and I will continue to eat. Vishnupriya hears this while she is on the door and faints. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu goes to her and shows her his four-armed Vishnu form and said, just like Vishnu is always residing in the heart of everyone, I will always be with you. The Lord as Paramatma is always in your heart. No, Vishnupriya nods her head, because Gauranga Mahaprabhu has worked his illusory potency and her, it's called Kanta Bhava, that is the mood that this is my husband, is for a moment covered, and she thinks this is the Lord of my heart, who is residing in my heart, who is non-different from the indwelling Paramatma. Huh? And for a moment, she nods her agreement. Yes, yes, it's all right. So, my dear devotees, the night came, the evening came, the sun was setting. Gauranga Mahaprabhu knew, this is the day I will take sannyas. I will stay one more night in the house of Satchidevi. Then early in the morning, before the sun rises, I will go to a place at the bank of the Ganga called Nirdoya. Nirdoya means no mercy. And I will swim over the Ganga and disappear. I will be gone because I need to find Krishna. So, let us sing, because otherwise we will not be able to survive this part of the lecture. Sing, put your whole heart into the kirtan, and you on the computer, don't stay in your comfort zone. We want to hear you, even in Switzerland, the land of the comfort zones. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The evening came, and the evening where the Navadvipvasis would see Gauranga Mahaprabhu for a long time no longer. Mahaprabhu would return to Navadvip, and actually right after Sannyas Navadvip, devotees went to Shantipur for a whole week of spending together with their Gauranga. Then Mahaprabhu went to Puri, and only very rarely he would come to Navadvip. There would be regular traffic between Puri and Navadvip. Prasadam would be sent by devotees, and actually the Navadvip devotees would go once in a year in a pilgrimage for the Ratha Yatra, where they saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I wanted to say something very, very practical and important to you. On that last night, I wanted to talk about the essential thing which happened there. On that last evening, as the sun was setting down, Nimai Pandit was sitting at the Ganges, surrounded by his students, and somehow, magically, all people from Navadvip felt in their heart, we have to go down the Ganga and see and visit Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It was something like an inner calling for some, a premonition for others. Premonition heißt in Deutsch Vorahnung. For others, a deep knowledge inside the heart for yet other devotees. But remember, no word had been spoken, but it was in the air, and these were very spiritual devotees. They were eternal associates of the Lord. They just needed to go whoop and know everything, you know. So they would come one after the other, and they brought garlands for Gauranga Mahaprabhu and garlanded them. Him and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, smilingly, as he sat there, would take a garland from his head or neck and garland each one of the devotees. And as he garlanded them. He gave them a certain empowerment, eine Ermächtigung. With the garland, he didn't just give them flowers, but a certain strength. The strength which they would need to survive when he would leave them. And it was his particular Shakti, and I want to tell you, this was the Kirtan Shakti. Mahaprabhu said that I have one thing which I request all of you. And they said, yes, yes. There were thousands of people, and Mahaprabhu used to speak without loudspeakers. He spoke just somehow, and they all heard it in their hearts, because he's the super soul. No need of loudspeaker arrangement. He has the heart arrangement with everyone. So they all heard him saying to them, Brothers, sisters, I beg one thing of you. Think of Krishna. Worship Krishna. And bolo Krishna. Chant Krishna's holy name. Krishna will always be with you. Think of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Chant his holy name. Sada. Always. 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 And as he was giving the garland, this instruction came over them and went into their heart. I have to think of Krishna, I have to worship Krishna, and I have to follow Krishna, chant Krishna's holy name. It went right into the heart. And in a way, you could say, theologically, this was the beginning of the Kirtan movement in seriousness. Because now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had done Kirtan with everyone, and now he would empower them to do kirtan also in his absence. Kuvala Shaya Vishwakarma knows everything. In his, that is the important thing. And this empowerment of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is going on to this day. Haridas Thakur, I found a verse today which gave great joy to my heart, and I wanted to share this verse with you. Haridas Thakur says to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later in Puri, he says, my Lord, those who follow your footsteps and very loudly sing the holy name, they will spread the chanting of the holy name so that all living entities will dance ecstatically and devotionally. This is the Kirtan Shakti means you are moved in your heart by Krishna's presence in your life when you sing, and then you dance ecstatically. And I could really see that at the closure of our 2 times 12 hour kirtans in Radhadesh. It was the end kirtan. Really, it was just so ecstatic. I was sitting there and I was just thinking, oh Krishna, you are in the heart of Madhava, our kirtan singer. Please give him the intelligence to not stop now. He was really, and he never stopped, you know. For 1.5 hour extra time, he went over time. And I was just praying, now, one more mantra, please. You know, and we were really very ecstatic. And there was the picture of the Rasa dance, a wonderful picture. A photocopy of the picture is hanging in Gaurahari's room in the Gaurabhavan in Berlin. You have to visit him. in his room. It's a rasa dance area, and it was just, and all the devotees were looking on this picture. It was a big picture, and felt, oh, I'm now chanting kirtan here, but this is the entrance, this kirtan, into the eternal kirtan dance, the rasa dance with Krishna. Now, this is, it is said, Shriva Sangam is the entrance point for the Gauranga Bhaktas, for the Rasa Leela. That is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says this, and I believe it comes originally from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So that is an empowerment which gives you the potency to do what you can't do alone. I wanted to just make two brief points. You might say, why is kirtan so much praised? Do you sometimes feel like, my God, this is another fashion in ISKCON, it will go just like the men were wearing earrings at one time, golden earrings, and that went away. Now, what is the fashion in Switzerland? I do not know. Mobile telephones, maybe. or, you know, it will also go away. But this kirtan, I mean, why is it? Prabhu's, the essence of any spiritual, I will tell you why kirtan is and will remain so important. See, the essence of all spiritual paths is that you get a full absorption in the object of your meditation. Whatever path, Christian path, Islam path, whatever is your path, yoga path, the idea which you want to get is you want to become absorbed at the end in whoever you are worshipping. For us it is Krishna. This absorption in Sanskrit is called raga. You know, it's a deep emotional absorption where in the process you somehow become very close to the object of your worship. And therefore Jiva Goswami talks about this with an example. He says the absorption should be so complete as the absorption of a cloth who absorbs the color of the dyeing pot. Is it called a dyeing pot or a pot with dye? How would you say it in proper English? Yeah, it's you know, it has this, like, look at Dick's perfectly saffron dress. It's no longer so perfect. It's a little bit, it faded away a little bit, isn't it? Or, but you know, that was all white cloth. Or Gaurahari has usually good cloth. He's very attentive to these things. By the way, if you saw him in a white yoga dress, that was only for the yoga expo. So that cloth now is no longer white for all practical reasons. It has absorbed the color. So in the same way, in Krishna consciousness, we really don't want to remain the same persons. We want to totally absorb Krishna, that he totally is in our heart. It's called samadhi. Sama means the same, and D means level. We want to come to the same level, and that is mean Krishna consciousness. Doesn't mean to become God, but we want to come to this, so that we are godly, or God-inspired, or filled with God, absorbed in God. That's the whole idea. Yoga Chitta Nirudhi, Patanjali writes, you know, Niruddha, or Nirud, something, my Sanskrit is not so good at this moment.
I take no guarantee on this sentence, but it means the purpose of all yoga is to stop all the functions of the mind. So that's saying the same thing in a negative way. You want to ultimately become so absorbed in Krishna that all other thoughts are excluded. You just don't think of the world any longer. It is, you are not even curious for what is going on in the world. You know, it doesn't have any place in your heart. That's how you want to become. Ultimately, we want to become lost in love. Hare Krishna. I don't know if you have noticed that, but this is quite serious, this movement. So now, when you do kirtan, something happens. Feelings of devotion and joy will first of all happen, but then something which is called rasa, that is a taste, will enter your heart. And rasa will come when you are, this is Abhinavagupta, the original rasa theologian. He says, rasa emerges when the feelings are shared with many. At that time, rasa can be experienced in the company. It happens with like-minded people. I want to give you an example. I do not like football personally. I think it's foolish. I think grown-up men shouldn't think about football. This is what I privately think. I hope I don't hurt any one of you. No problem, Jai Gopal. Oh God. If it's with football, then it's all right. But mountain bike is something else. Yes. So football, I have no enemies here. I hope. I think it's foolish. But once I preached in a football stadium, and everyone went like go 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 go, and then someone was shooting it. How do we say in English? A goal. Or what is it? It's a goal? In English auch? Yeah. He was shooting a goal. Do you say you shoot a goal? I can't imagine. He shot a goal. And the whole half of the football stadium expressed a great joy and exploded. And the other half was making plans for suicide, you know. I remember that, you know. And I was sitting with the happy part, you know. And they go, aah! And I was feeling, my God, I also feel very blissful at this particular moment in my time. Because there was such a wave of joy, and I had been absent-minded. I didn't know what was the cause of the joy, because I was distributing books there. But I just felt very joyful all of a sudden. I remember that. Because it was a group experience, and the group as such just got to my heart, you know. Or another thing is, when sometimes I knew when devotees sit together and they describe the glories of someone who has died, and someone starts to cry, then another person starts to cry, another, and you never thought anything particular of the person who died, but all of a sudden it gets to you and you go like boo, and you also cry. Have you made this experience? You know, because it's a group experience where shared feelings are in the room, and with a certain emotional energy that gets to you. So when you sit with devotees and something happens in the devotees, you know, the devotees begin to feel enthusiastic. You are also sharing this feeling. This feeling gets to you at least when you are a little bit same-minded or like-minded. If you are an atheist and you think what is all this crying about, you know. But if you are like-minded a little bit, then this is the rasa theology. Rasa
which is shared, in other words, is heightening your own experience of it. So when you sit together and do Sankirtan, you actually profit from the devotional experiences of the people who are around you. And it carries you, or it inspires you. And therefore, Sankirtan is easier than doing some spiritual process alone. No? When you sit with others together and you open your heart and you enter the experience, you make just very extraordinary devotional experiences. That means devotional feelings come into you. That's one of the reasons why Rupa Goswami says you must have association on this path with like-minded devotees who are sympathetic to you. Yeah? You must have this, because it will help you to it will lift you up. It will help you to come to a different level. Let me tell it to you in Schweizerdeutsch. Let me translate this in a more simple concept. Your desires will change. This is one of the reasons. I have four other reasons why Sankirtan is very powerful, but this is a little late now. Let us just sing for the end. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chila Prabhupada. Naya Gauranitai, 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 Naya Gauranitai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Nisingadev, Jaya Nisingadev, Jaya Nisingadev, Jaya Nisingadev. Jaya Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Sisi Gaura Nitai Ki, Sisi Gaura Nitai Ki, Sisi Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Hare Krishna. I want to thank you very, very much for listening so attentively to this katha or talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And remember how Mahaprabhu said he would be with his devotees through kirtan. No? He would empower them. I wish you all that you become good kirtan devotees. And I want to also say tomorrow we have another class. I really have done a lot of work in that class for tomorrow. I started, my work started in Vrindavan on this, and I'm very hopeful that you will benefit a lot, and I'm saying this also for you who are with us today in the form of this modern machine called the computer. When does the morning class start, Rasa? 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8 o'clock. You please switch on your computer, and they will know how to find us in the labyrinth. Same place. Hare Krishna. Guten Abend.